welcome to the vocabulary section for математика или литература, math or literature. So let's start from the very beginning.
У меня есть друг.
I have a friend. Don't forget that the word друг means that it's a guy, it's a boy, it's a man. If you mean a girl, you should use the word подруга.
У меня есть подруга.
But here he has a male friend, so it's друг.
Его зовут Андрей.
His name is Андрей. The English equivalent for Андрей is Andrew.
Он студент.
He is a student. Means that he goes to college, obviously.
Каждый день он ходит в университет.
Every day he goes to college. Again, if you missed my free lesson about choosing profession, there I explained the difference between университет and college in Russia. So college doesn't mean high education, so it's not the same as university. So here we see that Андрей goes to университет.
Андрей обожает математику и ненавидит литературу.
Андрей loves math and hates literature. We see the word обожать means to love something or to adore something. Means that he likes math very, very much. It's more than just liking something. He's a big math fan.
И ненавидит литературу.
It's not that he just doesn't like it. He hates it, can't stand it.
Ненавидит. Он ненавидит литературу.
I don't know, maybe it makes him want to puke or something. It's real hatred.
Ненависть.
Okay, going on.
Я хочу, чтобы Андрей больше читал.
I want Андрей to read more. Oh, some nice friend here wants to make him reading.
Я даю ему книгу «Русская литература».
I give him the Russian literature book.
Русская литература is a name of this book, I mean the title of this book. В ней есть много интересных рассказов.
There are many interesting stories in it. Рассказ means some really short story, maybe several pages, like a couple pages maybe. And роман means a really long story, like a novel. Рассказ is a short one, and роман is a long one. War and Peace is роман. Crime and Punishment is роман. Okay, we're moving on.
Через неделю я спрашиваю его.
A week later, I ask him.
Андрей, тебе понравились стихи Пушкина?
Андрей, did you like Пушкин's poems?
Стихи. Стих
is a short version of the full word
стихотворение.
And it's poem, something that rhymes. And Pushkin, it's the most famous Russian poet, Alexander Pushkin, from 19th century. His poems are really something. No, you have another reason to learn Russian. Because in translation, unfortunately, those poems lose all the charm. So it's much better to read them in Russian. And I hope you'll be able to do it very soon. Okay, going on.
Андрей отвечает.
Andrew answers, or Andrew replies.
Понравились. Но математика интереснее.
I did, but math is more interesting. It's kind of a joke again, because I don't know how math can be more interesting than literature.
pay attention for this понравились word, because in English, you see, it was translated as I did. Did you like? I did. But in Russian, it's different. Стихи понравились. Мне понравились стихи. Что-то нравится. At the beginning, it's difficult to understand why it is like that. But I'm sure very soon you'll get used to it. So that was it for the vocabulary section. Now go right to the most important part, the story with questions and answers. See you there!